Paul, congratulations. Setanta Bacchus, hurling champions again. How does that feel?
That's absolutely fantastic. It was a long year sitting about the cross with that cup. We were hurting from last year. We set our stall out in January. We done everything right. I think the boys done everything right the other day. Managed it well from the lane and over the lane at the end. I tell you, it was going to be a tight game earlier on in the week. You know, goals won games. They missed a couple of goals. We got a couple of goals. Hard work won our first goal. A wee bit of fortune won the second goal. And more hard work won the third goal. I thought we worked a wee bit harder in Unions in the last, you know, in the middle third. We sort of put it to bed then. We were fit to relax then after, you know. But look here, that Unions team, serious team. They could push on, won that Ulster Juniors there, no bother at all if they put their mind to it.
Looked very nervous early on. Was it the fact that you were the favourites, the fact that you were coming in here kind of expecting to win, or expected to win?
I don't think it was the expectancy one. I was the boys, what they felt within themselves, they felt they were good enough to win it. And you know yourself there, you've seen Richie there, a wee bit nervous at the start of the game. Michael, you know, some of the better players that shouldn't be nervous. They were a wee bit touchy, but it was just, I was the want to win. I think got the nerves in the first 5 or 6 minutes now, but we settled down rightly and we scored.
Mark Devine's goal was very important.
Now, but that was hard work. Like, that was hard work. Mark Devine won four deep possessions there in the first half. Like, and that's not Mark. Mark's a flash forward, and he doesn't work that hard. And we're driving on him this past 4 or 5 weeks. You have to work, boy. You have to work, and he worked like a dog. Really, he was serious.
Yeah, well, from behind, what, 2 or 3 points at a stage in the first half, you went in ahead.
Well, I don't think we went behind. No, we went one behind, look here, and we were a point up, and then we got the goal, and we done half-time, 4 up, but the breeze was getting up, and we knew rightly, we sat on there at half-time, and we said, look here, we're going to have to work a wee bit harder. The half-back line's going to have to work a wee bit harder, the three boys in the middle of the field, and the full forward line. And look here, they come out and they put on a serious shift in that second half. Look here, and hard work wins games, and goals wins games, and we worked hard. And
you said there was a touch of good fortune about the second goal.
Well, I thought there was now just the second goal. Look here, we got a wee flick from the ball that came across, you know, and it fell into Jerry's hand, you know, and just them wee touches will win games like for you. If the Larry Kenny player hadn't got the touch in the ball, Jerry would have had to go out and receive the ball and you know, you wouldn't have that goal, you know. But look here, at the end, we could have scored another one at the end, big Gary McGettigan, and we're going to have to get this touch into big Gary. He's handed one and a fit to Mark Devine, and I don't know how he done it, but it didn't go into the back of the net.
And the third one sealed it, really, you know.
The third one sealed it. Look here, you sort of seen Unions, the line they were taking on subs there. Look here, I thought the game was still in the melting pot. They missed, you know, that 21-yard free or 25-yard free had it trickled in. The game was in the melting pot again, you know. That had brought it back to 4 again, you know. That was, I think, 7 minutes to go at that stage. Like, you know, and just wee bits of fortune will win games for you. And look here, we had the rubber of the green the other day too. Look, I'm not putting all credit to the boys' hard work. We had a wee bit of...
And you pulled a rabbit out of the hat at the start too. Didn't start Davin Flynn and did Declan Coulter. What happened there?
We turned up the Holy Well there last night and Decky could make the Holy Well and Davin he couldn't. So
what was Davin injured, was he?
There was a wee doubt in Davin there, look here, and the first 5 minutes of the championship hurling, look here, you're it's all helter skelter, look here, and some players hit that and some players don't. And we thought, look here, Davin, I'll be all right. Larry Kenny will have to refocus whenever they see him come down. They'll settle in after 10 minutes. We bring them after 10 minutes. They'll have to refocus. They'll have to rejig. Keep them boys thinking, you know. And look, we set that out as a game plan, look here. And I don't know. Your boys will tell me where it worked or not. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you have 3-13 to 13 points. That's the result, I suppose. It did work in the end. Ulster now, what's the... Obviously, a new goal.
Well, that's the new goal. We were sitting... I had a wee sneak look at it there last night. We'll be playing Katie down in either here or McCool Park. We have Katie at home. That's our mad champions, you know. So look here, we'll take that game. We might take a week off, celebrate about the cross, but we'll focus on Katie after next week. Look here, and we played Katie a few times over the past few years. They beat us in the Kilmacud Sevens final 2 years ago, so we owe them one. So look here, we'll refocus, and hopefully we get a wee run Ulster.